why do we see so many movies and graphic novels and so forth about the Joker? They just keep going back to him this well over and over and over again. Not Bane, not maybe a bit Penguin, but it's Joker is number one. Why is he different from the others?
For the one of all the villains I'm aware of, he's the one that invites the most cosmic interpretation, right? The rest of them are humans of a sort that at least I've not experienced mythologically, right? So because he has that sort of multi-scale aspect to him, you can write him as a human. You can write him as, you know, one of the old gods. Every new author gets to take their stab at what the crawling chaos might be, right? And they all get to put it in motion against Batman the way they want to. And, man, the discrepancy in how these different authors do this is huge. And so it's just continuing thought experiment about what is the crawling chaos, and is he something other than me? Is he in me? And that is inevitable. Right? That way of reflecting on who we are and what we are, that's not going to go away.
Eric, what do you think?
Well, yeah. So there's that sort of inherent ambiguity in who he is and what motivates him, right? That allows for the individual artists to do what they will. But also I think that among Batman's rogues gallery, the Joker is sort of his polar opposite, his foil, you know, and if we sort of think about protagonists being somewhat defined by their antagonists, right? I mean, these two really are doing a dance. I think the Heath Ledger character makes that point. Some more recent writers of Batman stories even more directly say Batman and the Joker are linked. Two sides of the same coin? Are they in this weird love-hate relationship? Do they need each other for some reason? And that provides a lot of interesting material for writing.
And since it's literature, you know, you can talk about, does the Batman need the Joker? And that phrase can be interpreted at many different levels, as people, as parts of the cosmic order. And again, since it's literature, you don't have to collapse in either one of those. And so it's just a nice experiment in sustaining ambiguity.
One of the things I like about it too is really the sort of central tension between the Joker and Batman is, at least from Batman's perspective and from the reader, is why the heck doesn't he just kill the clown, right? And Joker in some ways is trying to goad him into that, right? Because that's the one line that Batman won't cross. And it's brought up multiple times in the comic. Like every time the Joker does something horrible and either kills random characters or gets more personal and terrorizes Batman's family, Batman is keenly aware that at some level this is, or at least he believes it's his fault, right? I think there's that, I can't remember which depiction of the Joker it is, but there's this back and forth they have, and the Joker's like, I can't even remember how many people I've killed. But you, Batman, you know how many people I've killed, and I love you for it.
I love it when you quote the Joker.